The Bank of England is due to deliver its latest policy decision on this Thursday, and the market will be watching to see if there are any important updates from the central bank. Heading into the event, the broad expectation is that the BOE will leave policy on hold with rates and asset purchases to remain unchanged. At the same time, there could be some volatility around the BOE outlook for the UK economy and any update with respect to the timing of a taper. The market does expect there to be a more upbeat outlook given the UK's proactive response to the coronavirus and an uptick in economic data, but the market is less sure about what the BOE will do when it comes to the topic of taper. The BOE has already acknowledged that it will need to reduce the weekly pace of asset purchases at some point this year, so we know a taper is coming, but at the same time, the central bank still has time to act here, and we think this should translate to more of a gesture towards a taper in June rather than any action right now. If for nothing else, we think this is likely outcome because the BOE won't be wanting to rock the boat and deviate from what the Fed and other central banks have already been communicating. Overall, a cautiously optimistic message, but no fresh signals on policy changes. If the BOE does make a move towards a taper today, look for the pound to make a healthy move to the topside as yield differentials swing more aggressively in the UK currency's favor. If, on the other hand, the BOE makes no mention of a taper at all and leaves the market with a more dovish feel, look for the pound to come under pressure. It's worth noting some of the volatility around the event risk may be mitigated due to all of the election risks today highlighted by the Scottish election. So on net, while we could see some volatility, we're not expecting anything crazy from today's BOE event risk. That's all for now.